Hi, this is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey.
Oh, hi there. Welcome to Odyssey. I'm John Avery Whittaker, but most folks around here call me Whit. Why don't you get the whole family together and join us for another exciting Adventure in Odyssey?
Girls are smarter than boys.
I knew it.
I am not putting on a dress.
They're plotting some sinister scheme.
It's a secret.
The kookabird is in the banana tree.
I sure hope not.
My tree!
The giant strawberry yogurt monster turns toward the city.
Now that I've eaten the entire airport, I'm going to eat the city of St. Louis.
Oh, yeah?
Who are you?
I'm Captain Electric, here to save the day.
Oh, yeah?
Just try and get me, you overgrown lump of sour milk.
The giant yogurt lunges toward our superhero, but Captain Electric bounces on a nearby clothesline.
Boing!
And catapults into the sky.
Whoosh!
Unfortunately, the yogurt monster is quickly on his way.
Ba-dum-tsh!
Like an athletic amoeba, the yogurt reaches up to pluck Captain Electric out of the sky. But just as he does, he trips over the St. Louis Arch.
Oof!
Oh! And plunges into the Mississippi River. Later, at the White House Oval Office, Captain Electric. You've diverted the asteroid from smashing into our planet. You've repaired the Hoover Dam with peanut butter and a spatula. And you saved the city of St. Louis from the perils of strawberry yogurt.
All in a day's work, Mr. President.
How can we ever say thank you?
Actually, what I'd really like is a nice big bowl of Tostiotis.
Wait a second. He did all that for a bowl of cereal?
Yep. It was all part of a scheme back in those days.
What scheme?
To get kids to buy cereal. These big companies sponsored comic books like this and kids' radio shows and used them to sell their cereal. Back then, kids were susceptible to stuff like that.
You mean susceptible?
That's what I said. Whoa!
Wow!
Be the first on your block to get genuine Captain Electric spy equipment. Look, Dwayne, secret spy goggles!
A decoder ring!
And a high-powered spy periscope!
Cool!
For each toy, just send in 6 box tops from Tostiotis, the healthy, wholesome cereal for growing boys and girls. Let's get some!
They don't still make Tostiotis, do they?
I don't know. I never had them. Hey! There they go again.
What?
Out the window. You see that playhouse over there?
Where?
In Sarah's backyard, see?
Uh-huh.
I just saw 2 more girls sneak in there. They've been going in and out all week long. They look all around, make sure nobody's watching, and duck inside.
Jared, I think you're paranoid.
Who, me?
Yes, you. Ever since camp.
That has nothing to do with anything.
Really? So the fact that the girls dumped that bucket of flour in your head hasn't made you just a little bit paranoid about them?
No, and if they weren't girls, they never would have gotten away with it.
But didn't you get away with squirting toothpaste under their pillows the day before?
Back to the topic at hand, Tostiotis.
Right. You think they still make them?
I don't know, but I know somebody who would.
Where are you going?
Where else? Wits in! Uh-oh.
What?
Sarah Pratch at 12 o'clock.
Well, good. That gives us half an hour.
I mean, she's directly ahead of us. Hey, let's do a little subtle interrogation. Sarah!
Oh, hi, Jared. Dwayne.
So, Sarah, what devious things are you girls doing in that hideout of yours?
Real subtle there, Jared.
Oh, you must mean our Super Secret Sisters Club.
Super Secret Sisters? What's that?
Come here.
Yeah?
I can't tell you. It's a secret.
Oh, give me a break.
I will tell you this. We're planning on something big. I mean, really big. The entire town of Odyssey is going to take notice.
I knew it.
So maybe one day you two could do something this important.
This doesn't have anything to do with Flower, does it?
Ta-ta!
Oh, I hate when she says that.
Ta-ta?
Now don't you start. Mr. Whitaker!
Mr. Whitaker!
Oh, hi there, Jared. Dwayne. Hey, what's up?
This.
Oh, an old Captain Electric comic book.
Do you remember him?
Oh, remember him? Are you kidding? Captain Electric was my favorite when I wasn't much older than you. I used to listen to his radio show every Friday night at 7:30. Never missed an episode. Where did you get this?
I found it in my attic.
Oh, how about that?
Do they still make Toasty Odies?
I sure hope not. Toasty Odies, they were twisted lumps of dried oatmeal that turned to mush as soon as you poured on the milk. We used to use them to caulk our bathtubs. Why?
We were hoping they were still around.
Well, why don't you like the cereal they make now?
Sure, but I want to order some Captain Electric spy goggles and stuff.
Huh.
There, see?
Oh, yeah, I remember those. Huh. Come to think of it...
What?
Come with me.
There it is. Okay, here we go.
Looks like an old briefcase.
What's inside, Mr. Whitaker?
Toasty Odies?
Not quite. This little latch here always got stuck. There.
Wow!
Whoa!
There it is. A complete set of genuine Captain Electric spy equipment.
I can't believe Mr. Whitaker let us play with this stuff.
Yeah, my dad would have put it in a glass case with a lock and key.
Really? Halt! All eyes, 3 o'clock.
Huh?
Sarah's Playhouse. Look, they must be having another super secret sisters meeting.
Yeah, I guess so.
Dwayne, I've got a feeling deep down in the pit of my stomach. Call it a gut instinct.
Could have been those tacos we had for lunch.
They're up to no good. They're plotting some sinister scheme.
How can you tell?
2 reasons. For one thing, I can just feel it in my bones. A good spy has a keen sense of intuition.
Oh, and the second?
They're girls! Quick, let's set up a command post in my bedroom.
Affirmative.
Quick, the secret spy goggles.
Check.
Wow, these goggles work great.
What?
I can't see their window from this angle. We're up too high.
Maybe we should get closer.
Bing! You just gave me a great idea.
I did?
You may make a good spy one day yourself, Private Oswald.
Private Oswald?
Okay, here's a plan. One of us dresses up like a bush and sneaks over there.
Huh? That's crazy.
No, it isn't. All we have to do is cover you up with twigs and branches and stuff.
Me? Why me?
Because I'm the 5-star general. 5-star generals cannot dress up as a bush. It could damage morale. Besides, Wayne, between the two of us, you look more like a bush.
Oh, thanks.
Okay, take the spy goggles, the spy periscope, and the walkie-talkie and report back to me here at Command Post Headquarters at 1400 hours.
A bush.
Don't think of yourself as a bush. Think of yourself as a fully camouflaged, budding secret agent.
A bush. I was a tree once in my first grade play.
Yeah, that's great.
So, what's my motivation here?
Your what?
And, what kind of personality does this bush have? Am I a bashful bush? Curious? Kind-hearted? I can do a great kind-hearted bush.
You're a spy bush, Private. Plain and simple. You're the James Bond of bushes. Got it?
The name is Bush. Dwayne Bush.
Yeah, you're natural. Now move it, Private! Move it! This is Mother Bird to Platypus Ranger. Come in, Platypus Ranger. Over.
I made it.
Nice work, Bush. Can you establish a visual contact on the suspects?
No, but I can see the girls.
Do you see any sacks of flour in there?
Wait. Oh, no!
What?
There's a great big dog coming at me. You didn't tell me they had a dog. Uh-oh. Shoot, doggy. Shoot. Come on. Hey, get out of here, will you? You're blocking my way.
Platypus Ranger! Platypus Ranger!
Hey, stop that. Clint, come on. It's disgusting. Watch out. Don't touch me. Oh, man, stop.
Abanapus, he's gonna blow your cover. Hurry, the girls will come out any minute now. Retreat, retreat.
The dog, he's chasing me.
Wait, watch where you're going. Look out for that.
Whoa!
Puddle.
Oh, yuck.
Dwayne, wait a minute. Don't go. It was a good effort. Come back up to the command post.
No way. Look at me. I'm covered with mud. My mom's going to kill me.
Just be glad you weren't dressed as a fire hydrant.
Funny.
You can't leave now. We have to go to Plan B.
No way. I'm bushed.
That's funny. Now wait, Dwayne!
I'm going home.
But... Fine. My first day as a 5-star general, and I'm already deserted by my troop.
Well, hi, Jared.
Oh, hi.
You wouldn't happen to be snooping on us, would you?
Snooping? I would never stoop to snoop. Surveillance and reconnaissance, maybe, but never snooping.
Mm-hmm. Just remember how my dad feels about kids going into our backyard without permission. He was a college linebacker, remember?
Yeah, I remember. So, I guess your big plan is coming together, huh?
Uh-huh.
I don't really care what it is, you know.
That's good, because I'm not going to tell you. Even if I wanted to, I couldn't.
Why not? I mean, not like I care.
The main reason is simple. You're a boy.
What?
I know, you can't help it. You were born that way.
But...
And being a boy, you just aren't smart enough to be told our secret.
What?
Sorry, but it's a scientific fact. Check the stats. Girls are smarter than boys. So, as a boy, you just don't meet our qualifications for high-level secrecy. Gotta go now.
I want to see those stats.
Ta-ta.
Wait a second. Yeah, that's it.
If each pepperoni has a radius of 1.5 inches, what is the circumference of George's pepperoni pizza? Next question. If you place 547 jelly beans in a car going 56 miles an hour, what would... I'll get it! Hello?
Agent 503X, is this line secure?
Huh?
Is your phone line tapped?
I don't think so.
Good. This is to let you know that the kookabird is in the banana tree.
Jared, are you all right?
Shh! I'm not Jared. I'm Agent 3XQ.
Well, listen, Q. I'm really sorry about your kookabird.
Ooh, Dwayne! I mean, 503X. Don't you remember the secret code?
Oh, yeah. Sarah's in the playhouse.
Never mind. I need your help, really. Please?
What kind of help? You want me to do what? I am not putting on a dress.
No. Girls don't wear dresses anymore. The pants are fine. It's like this. You're the new girl in town.
I am not.
All the best agents have to go undercover. Deep cover.
James Bond never dressed up as a girl.
Not yet, but he will. You just watch. Look, all I want you to do is put on this wig and these sunglasses. It's a perfect disguise.
This is too weird.
Oh, and here's an old purse I found of my mom's in the attic.
A purse? You want me to carry a purse?
Dwayne, this is an extremely dangerous mission. You're going in behind enemy lines. Not just anyone would have the guts to do this. You may not realize this now, but you, Dwayne Oswald, are our only hope of infiltrating the Super Secret Sisters Club. This may be your finest hour.
And I don't have to wear a dress.
No dress.
Well, maybe this once.
Great, you'll be perfect.
I just feel a little silly.
Hurry, they just got started. And get your voice up higher. You know, like a girl.
Is this all right?
perfect.
All right, the Super Secret Sisters Club will now take a vote. Okay, looks like we have 3 votes for and 2 against. That means... who could that be? Mandy, will you please get that?
Sure.
Yeah?
Hello, I'm Glenda Kluschkudel, the new girl in town. Can I join your club, please?
You have to be kidding. Let her in, Mandy. It's all right. We need all the help we can get right now.
If you say so.
Thank you very much.
What's your name again?
Glenda. Glenda.
She lost her wig!
Look, girl, Glenda looks a lot like someone else we know.
Why, she looks like Dwayne playing dress-up.
Excuse me, but I think my mother is calling me.
I think it is Dwayne.
Hey, Dwayne, you want to borrow my earrings, too?
I have some eyeliner for you and pops. You know, that purse just doesn't match your outfit. But green is your color.
I'm going to need years of therapy after this.
Hey, take it easy, Dwayne.
I've never been more humiliated in my life.
This is nothing. Just wait until you get into high school.
Jared, I think I'm going to retire from the spy business.
You what? Dwayne, you're my best agent.
I'm getting too old for this kind of work.
Dwayne, you're 11. Get a hold of yourself. Meanwhile, I have another plan.
Count me out.
You don't have to do anything this time.
Really? Then I'm all for it.
I only need to borrow your remote control car.
The one I got for Christmas?
That's the one.
But why?
Just let me borrow it, and you'll find out tomorrow.
Jared, are you in there?
Dwayne, just in time.
Your mom said to come on up. In time for what?
Come here. You're not going to believe what I just did.
I probably will. Is my car all right?
Better than all right. It's in.
In? In what?
I taped the walkie-talkie to your remote control car and drove the car right into the hideout and under a table when they weren't there.
What?
We're in!
This is amazing.
Shh. Listen, they're about to start.
Calling the meeting of the Super Secret Sisters Club to order. Thank you. Now that our latecomers are here, namely Heather and Julie, we'll have to catch them up to date on our project. Secretary Mandy?
Thank you, President Sir. As you know, this could be the biggest... but of course... total secrecy.
What?
Oh no! The batteries! They're going dead! Okay, you stay here. I'll go get some new batteries downstairs.
Hurry, hurry!
There!
Turn it up! Turn it up!
I agree. I think we could get a lot more attention if we can get the mayor. So, who would like to shoot the mayor?
I want to, Ida, please, me!
Okay, Heather.
Huh? Did she say shoot the mayor?
Oh, don't forget, we've got to shoot the sheriff, too.
What about the deputy?
I don't think we should shoot the deputy.
Well, this is worse than I thought.
Later. Way worse. We have to do something. Tell someone.
Like who? Who'll believe us? Mr. Whitaker, let's go! But Mr. Whitaker, you don't know these girls like I do.
Now, Jared.
When you least expect it, they'll surround you like a pack of wild animals and dump flour on you.
Jared, I gave you boys that equipment so you could play and use your imaginations. I didn't think you were going to use it to actually spy on someone.
I know, I'm sorry. But Mr. Whitaker, they're going to shoot the mayor.
And the sheriff.
And maybe even the deputy.
You have to do something to stop them.
Now listen to yourselves. Do you expect me to believe that this secret group of girls is really a front for assassins and terrorists? No, I think you've gone just a little too far with your game.
This isn't a game, Mr. Whitaker. We're talking high-level conspiracy here.
All right, here's what I'll do. Though why I'm going to do it is beyond me. I'll go to Sarah's meeting and find out what's going on. Will that ease your minds?
A little.
All right. You two stay right here.
There goes one brave man.
And so that about wraps things up. Are there any... Who could that be?
It's Mr. Whittaker. Mr. Whittaker?
I'm sorry to disturb your meeting, girls, but there seems to be a little... a misunderstanding.
What's wrong?
Well, Jared and Dwayne are under the impression that you're going to shoot the mayor and quite possibly the sheriff and his deputy.
What? Shoot the... Oh, brother.
Boys.
Well, I'm glad it's something funny.
But how could they know that we... Wait a minute. Ah, look, a remote control car. And a walkie-talkie.
Huh, our secret agents at work. So what's the joke?
Well, Mr. Whittaker, it's true. We were going to shoot them.
Really?
Well, the mayor and the sheriff, but not the deputy.
Right, with our cameras. We're going to do an Odyssey Celebrities calendar to raise money for the Connellsville Orphans Home.
Oh, I see. Well, carry on with your meeting, girls. I think I'll have a little chat with our super sleuths and their parents.
My feet are sore.
Oh, yeah? Well, I think I've got blisters.
Oh, we have an attitude here. Just watch how you talk to your superior officer, Private.
Well, General Goofoff, if it weren't for you, we wouldn't have to...
Yes?
Hello, Mrs. Allison. Here's the calendar you ordered.
Oh, my. Door-to-door delivery. Oh, well, thank you very much, boys.
You're welcome, ma'am.
Hey, cheer up. Only 52 houses to go. Wait a minute. Did you see that?
What?
Those garbage men. They aren't the same garbage men we usually have. In fact, I've never seen them before in my life. Do you think they're really garbage men? I've heard that the FBI dresses their agents
up as... Jared!
What's wrong? I was only saying...
Forget it. Just forget the whole thing.
Fine. But I'll bet Mrs. Allison is the leader of the entire plot.
That does it.
What? What are you doing? Hey, what's that?
Unbleached, all-purpose, self-rising...
Flower? Dwayne, you won it! Ah!
It's easy to let our imaginations run away with us. We get so caught up in playing that we lose track of what's real and what's make-believe. I'm sure you knew that Jared and Dwayne were being silly in how they reacted to the Secret Girls Club. But have you ever been so caught up in your own imagination that you thought people were saying or doing things they weren't really saying or doing? A lot of the time that happens when we react to things without knowing the full truth. Like Jared and Dwayne, we wind up looking pretty ridiculous when all is said and done, which is one reason why the Bible tells us to be wise as often as it does. Sure, we should use our imaginations and have fun, but we should also be wise about how we use our imaginations. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. The Spy Who Bugged Me was written by John Beebe and directed by Dave Arnold. Our production engineer was Mark Drury. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.